Hey guys, welcome to another edition of the Weekday Podcast. Thanks for being here. You've made it through half of the week. Congratulations, today is going to be a great, great day. Well, over the last couple of days and even this past weekend, we were talking about this idea of a story that matters. And we said the stories that matter the most are the ones that are connected to the story that actually does matter the most, that God is doing something around us. And today I want to talk about a very specific application of that, something that every single one of us can do, because I believe every single one of us has been shaped to serve. Sometimes people ask the question, do I have what it takes? Can I really make a difference? And I heard John Maxwell say this on a number of occasions. He says, anybody can live a life of significance. Why? Because anybody can serve. Well, in Philippians chapter 2, Paul's writing to this church that has some drama, that has some tension, that has some things that are going on. And he says to them in chapter 2, verse 3, he says, do nothing. Let me pause there for a second. He says, do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others as more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own personal interests, but also to the interests of others. This is really a way of describing service. This is Paul saying, hey, there's a problem within the church. There's selfishness going on. And that selfishness has at the root of it pride. And if there's anything that can rip apart our story and significance, is this idea of pride. One study that I read recently said that we actually care 40% less about other people today than we did back in the 80s. That is just crazy. Why does that happen? How is it that we quit serving others? How is it that we think the world revolves around us? Well, I think there's a couple reasons. One is because we're in this generation that focuses on self. A selfie generation thinks about self. Another reason why we care less about people is because we're overexposed to suffering. Everywhere you turn, there's some drama, some problem, some thing. And when you see that all the time, you begin to care less about it. But one real one that causes us to care less is our lack of personal interaction with other people. We're so busy sitting behind our screens, behind our mobile devices, that we forget to meet people in person. And when you do meet them in person, it causes you to have empathy with them and to begin to say, how can I serve this person? So as Paul's writing, he's saying, do nothing out of selfishness, do nothing out of empty conceit. Instead, treat other people as if they're more important than you. Here's what I would say. Sometimes we get paralyzed, or at least I do. I get paralyzed because there's so many needs around us. I think there's no way I could handle all of those things. There's no way I could serve in all of those capacities. But one of my buddies, a guy named Dean, says this. He says, do what you can, not what you should. In other words, that's a way of saying you can't do everything, but you should do something. You can't meet every need, but you should be knee deep in trying to meet the needs of at least a person. Sunday, I told the story about seeing that my neighbor had a need. I've got this neighbor down the street, amazing lady. She has a real need. And I kept seeing the need day after day after day. And my go-to reaction was, I need to ask my wife to do something about it. Right? I would see this need, and my initial response is, Laura ought to do something about it. And then finally, like 3 days into it, it's as if God poked on my heart with this message, right? Yes, somebody does need to do something, but that somebody may just be you, Bobby. Don't pass it off to Laura. When you see a need, step into that need and help meet that need. And so today, I don't know what needs you're going to be around, but some of you, you're leaders in your organization. Some of you, you're managers. Some of you, you got kiddos around you. Some of you, you're around coworkers. Wherever you're at today, when you see a need, would you pause? Would you acknowledge it? And then maybe would you be willing to take that next step, to step into that need to help serve that person? Because I am convinced, if you want to have a story that matters, you realize you are shaped to serve. Because honestly, you're never more like Jesus than when you serve other people. Well, that's all the time we have for today, so I'm going to cut it off here. But I want to invite you, I want to remind you, this Sunday morning at 9:30 and 11, Pastor Chuck will be bringing the message, and it's going to be unbelievable. And then on August 5th, we're having a church-wide cookout, followed by August 12th, 19th, and 26th, something that we're rolling out called Becoming. And man, I hope you'll make plans to be with us for all of that. Well, have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow. We'll